Chapter 3, Pet Day, Tuesday. Today was Flappy Fabulous' diary. The pets were all cute. And guess what? Because Rex's and Baxter's costumes looked so great, Lucy and I got to ring Barry the bell. Bing-a-ling-ling. At lunch, our class had a picnic, pet's picnic. We ate bug burgers and fly fries. And we gave our pets critter treats. Blueberry shells, chews, and saucers of milk. Miss Featherbottom had big news to share. The friend you saw me with last night is Mr. Plummet. He is my boyfriend, and we are getting married this Saturday. You're all invited to the wedding, and because your pets have been so good today, they're invited too. Yay! How exciting! Flapperific! Please quiet down. I need your help, Owlets. A tradition is something that's always done. And one wedding tradition is that the bride, that's me, has to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. I already have my something old. Miss Featherbottom took a beautiful necklace out of her desk drawer. It was super shiny with beautiful jewels. This belonged to my grandmother. It's very old. Now I need you to help me come up with the rest of the items. What could I wear for something new, borrowed, and blue? We called out ideas. You could get a new feather cut. You could borrow my shoes, but they might not fit. You could paint your feathers blue. Flaptastic suggestions. Thank you. Okay, time for your wingless lesson. I went to Lucy's house after school. We made wedding dresses from old sheets, and we dressed Rex and Baxter as grooms. But then Sue Clawsome flew by and said something really mean. You two look more like crazy ghosts then brides. Why are you playing weddings anyway? Weddings are so squiggly. This is why sometimes I call Sue Meanie McMeanerson. How could anyone think weddings are squiggly? You might not like weddings, but I love them. Now I'm off to bed. To dream of my perfect wedding dress, sweet dreams, Diary.